mom of three small children, five and under, and I need that time to count when I give it. And I feel like if you're following me, that's probably your case too. Hey there and welcome. Today we are going to talk about things we can do to maximize our workouts. So we want to get the most that we can out of the time that we put in, right? Everybody wants that. And as you may know, if you've been here a while or follow me on other social media platforms, I am a mom of three small children, five and under, and I need that time to count when I give it. And I feel like if you're following me, that's probably your case too. Whether it's kids, which is probably likely if you're here, or, you know, other, we have jobs, we have school, we have things that just take up a lot of our time, right? And we want those workouts to count. So here are a few things that you can do to make sure that you're getting the most you can out of that time you put in. The first thing is warm up. And I know just because the past me would have rolled my eyes at this. The warm up is important. Whether it's just 5 minutes or you're doing a little bit longer of a warm up, either way, it's important to do just so that you can get your muscles ready. One, so that you don't pull something on that first set, especially if you're going with a heavier weight. You don't want to go in cold. So you roll out of bed in the morning and you immediately start squatting a weight that is heavy for you. Probably not the best idea. But besides that, when we warm up, we get our blood pumping, we get our muscles warm, we get ready for the workout, even if it's just that 5 minutes of movement beforehand, it sets us up to get the most out of that first set. It doesn't become it doesn't become a warm-up round. So when we hop right into the workout and we don't warm up, those first few sets, those first few exercises become the warm-up. So they're not probably to maximum range of motion. You probably aren't feeling good if you're using your weight that you would optimally want to use. So you might choose to go lighter. There's just a lot that goes into that first round when you're not warm that changes. So just that few minutes, just give that few minutes at the start to warm up so that you can maximize that first round, because that you don't want that first round to be, you know, you want it to be everything that it can be, right? You want it to be a whole part of the workout, not part warm up, part workout. Next thing is to have a plan going in. This is something that I still have an issue with, not an issue, but being that I am a trainer and that I create workout plans and that I know the information and I know the exercises and blah, 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 I sometimes just let myself go in and create the workout as I go. And every single time I do that, when I don't sit for 2 minutes and create the workout beforehand or follow one of my plans that I already have an app just for ease of use for myself, every time I do that where I'm like, I'll just make it up as I go, it's a subpar workout. I don't get as much done because I'm thinking, what do I want to do next? And what would pair well with this? And even if it's just taking, you know, 30 seconds between creating rounds or creating mini circuits or whatever it is, or pairs, it's still adding 30 seconds or a minute or however long it takes me to decide between every single set, which ends up, and since I don't have a lot of time, it ends up just shortening what I get done in the workout or lessening, but it will extend the workout out. You will have to spend more time to do less if you're creating the workout as you go. And I remind myself of this every couple of weeks when I try to do it, when I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna go work it, make it as I go. And I'm always like, oh, I'm just so disappointed in that workout. Like that 35 minutes was just blah. And then I've been following either workouts that I made for the app or writing them beforehand recently. And I have had so many stellar workouts, right? Now every day can't be like that because, you know, there's other things that affect it, but you will in general get more done in that time. And it will be more effective if you go in with a plan, whether it's something that you write yourself or if you hop in my app and follow a plan, follow the workouts, things like that. Just going in knowing what you're doing rather than creating it on the fly, you'll get so much more out of that workout and that time. The third thing is going to be move with intention. So what does that mean? That means not flying through the workout for the max reps that you can get. That means making sure that you're targeting or working the muscles that you're targeting. So we're not just flying through the squats, bouncing up and down, letting our joints take all the impact. We're intentionally using those muscles to control the lower and using them to drive us back up to standing. We are making sure that every exercise, it's the same thing. Every exercise, we're getting the most that we can out of every rep. So taking the time to check our form, to make sure we're picking an appropriate weight where we can keep good form and be challenged. to make sure that we are moving at a pace where we can keep all those boxes checked. So we're not flying through the workouts. I don't know how many, I used to train in person. When I first became a personal trainer, I trained in a gym, and I can't tell you how many times people would be like, well, I don't really feel it. And I'm like, well, I know, because I've been watching you here trying to tell you like, do this and do that and do this. And of course I didn't say it like that, but I would see people flying through these exercises. Bird dog is a great example of this as well. That core is supposed to stabilize. It's supposed to be really working to keep you in this stable, sturdy position, but people would be flying through that like it's nobody's business. They'd be getting 20 reps in 10 seconds. And I'm just like, whoa, you can't be feeling that exercise at that pace. So making sure that we're not speeding through the workout at a pace that is too much for, you know, feeling the exercise and getting the appropriate muscles to fire and work. So that is super important for moving with intention. We want to make sure that we are using the muscles that we want to be using and not just going for speed. Because a lot of times when we get fast, we get flaily, we get floppy, and we get sloppy. And then you're not wasting your time. That's a bad way to, you know, think about it. But you're not getting the most that you can. You're not getting the most that you can out of speeding through a workout at a pace that doesn't allow for good form and good muscle recruitment. All right, and the last thing here. We want to, and I know this one is hard being a mom with a baby that is 8 months old and still waking up in the night, we want to recover well, so as well as we can. And that's going to depend on our different life circumstances. That's going to be different for everyone, different scenarios. So clearly here, if you can, you want to get a full night of sleep. I'm not there right now, but that's okay. And that will change eventually for everyone that's in that phase. And if maybe on my first child, I felt like, you know, this was the death of me. And then I realized with the second and third, like, okay, well they sleep eventually. So if you're feeling like that, it does come back. You do get to sleep eventually. And then if you have another child, you don't again. And, you know, I digress. But recover as well as possible. So sleep well. And so other things go into that besides whether you get the whole night of sleep. For me, that really required, because I would tend to be a person who likes to stay up till 3 a.m. and wake up at 10. And that's just how I want to live my life. And kids completely changed that, obviously. They wake up at like 6 and 6:30 right now. And sometimes Maria wakes up at 5:30, and I can't live that way anymore. So I have adjusted my schedule because that doesn't serve me. I would love to stay up till 3. Because that's the person that I am, unfortunately. And I don't. Because though I want to live a whole separate life at night where I can do all the things that I didn't get to do during the day, I remember and remind myself that, like, hey, really what's going to serve you best is not staying up and doing all the things you want to do at night. So I stay up till 11. I make sure I'm, for the most part, sleeping by 11 because I know that someone's probably going to be up at 6. And so making sure that you give yourself that time to get the sleep that you can get. Not just saying, ah, screw sleep, you know, I can't get it right now, but give yourself the optimal amount of time that you can to sleep, even if it's going to be broken. I know a lot of times for me, if I take my phone up with me and I don't set it down immediately, I will scroll and waste another 30 minutes because that's the only time of the day that I get to sit there and scroll. And that cutting that out is a great way to add a little sleep if you are like me as well. So again, giving yourself, going to bed at a time that allows you to get the most sleep you can, setting the phone away from the bed, even if it's just, you know, on the other side of your nightstand or whatever, where it's not so available. I like to put mine in airplane mode when I go in my room to go to bed, and that's really helped. It's helped. Other things that go with recovery that aren't sleep, that are things that are more controllable when someone's waking you up all night. Food. This is another hard one, though. I know these rest ones can be hard. Food is important. Making sure that you're nourished. Not necessarily cutting out a bunch of stuff. Making sure that you're nourished. Making sure that you're getting the calories and the nutrients that you need. So making sure that you're having meals that aren't just the scraps of what your kids ate, because I see people doing that so often. Making sure that you're getting enough protein, you're getting enough calories, you're getting enough, and then hydration is another one, so we'll tie these two in together. You're getting enough water. I like to add mineral drops to my water as well, so that's always something great too. So just making sure that you're getting the most sleep you can. I know that one's hard. Food and water can be hard too, but making sure that you always have that water bottle with you. Have a water bottle. I keep one upstairs at all times for when I'm feeding Maria, and then I have the ones that I keep downstairs as well. So just, I have two, and they're just, wherever I am, I have water. Right? Because it's important to stay hydrated. that helps your body recover and that helps you get the most out of your workout. Because I know sometimes recovery can get brushed off as, well, that's not the workout, that can't be that important. But it is, because you do the workout, you break down the muscles, and they build back up as you rest and recover. So sleep is a huge thing for that. The food that you give your body is what your body's gonna build out of. So you want that higher quality food. You don't wanna just be living on Oreos and candies and the occasional chicken nugget from your kid's plate, right? So make sure you feed yourself. Make sure you try to get food that nourishes you in. We don't need to go into necessarily all of the cutting this and cutting that, but I've found some of my best advice for eating well and nourishing yourself well is to focus on what you wanna get in. Because that automatically shoves out a little bit of the other stuff. Because the more I go, okay, I want to have more fruit in my diet, or I want to have more protein, the more that I end up reaching for snacks that are going towards that goal rather than reaching for like the chocolate chips and things, right? And so then you feel better when you eat better, and your body recovers better. So it's just a nice cycle. And then your hydration, we talked about that as well. So I'm going to quickly recap them. We want to warm up before the workout so that that first round is not your warm up. We want to have a plan, but so that you don't waste time and you get the most out of the time that you have, because so many of us are time poor. You want to move with intention so that every rep gives you the most that it can give you, right? You want to get the most out of every rep, and that's moving with intention. And then you want to rest as well as possible. So get yourself set up as best you can for sleep. Give yourself and your body that nourishment that it needs to build the muscle, make the progress, and then hydrate. You know, we all know we need to hydrate, but sometimes it's not easy. So guys, I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you found some things that can help you to make the most out of your workout. I will see you next time.